Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a wacky weather Monday, getting ready for the week. But we got our sports right now. Hopefully we can get some stability in. Wes, what's up? It's In the Trenches with Wes Bryan. How's it going?
Well, in the trenches, nothing, but with football season ending, we have gone pretty much out of the trenches, and we are on the basketball courts and sports of other natures. But, hey, we're getting started. The Bobcats trying to stay afloat as they still hold on to the eighth best record in the Eastern Conference, which will put them in the playoffs. If they started today, they've been victorious in three of their last five, including an impressive win over former Davis star Stephen Curry last Tuesday and the Golden State Warriors. 91-75, they lost a close one to another Western Conference top dog, the San Antonio Spurs, on Saturday night, 104-100. And they have a short week this week, as they will have a Tuesday night game at home versus the Dallas Mavericks before jumping on the road to head into the All-Star break Wednesday at the Brooklyn Nets. Now, I know last week, Melanie, I thought I got a little confused thought the All-Star game was last weekend, but All-Star weekend is, in fact, this weekend, and they will have a lot of Carolina and a lot of the taste of Carolina basketball players involved in this game from a plethora of schools. Now, Charlotte's own Stephen Curry, the aforementioned Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, will team up with former Hornet and father Dale Curry as one half of the Western Conference squad in the Sea of Shooting Stars competition on Saturday night, and his busy weekend will continue as he will compete in the three-point shootout alongside defending champion and former Duke star Kyrie Irving, who are also the starting point guards in Sunday night's All-Star Classic. Irving for the East and Curry for the West. And also you got former North Carolina Tar Heel Harrison Barnes. He will compete in the Rising Stars Challenge and the Slam Dunk Competition aside Raleigh's own and Washington Wizards point guard John Wall, who will also be making his first All-Star game appearance this weekend as well. So lots of Carolina flair going on this weekend down in the Big Easy New Orleans, where they will have the NBA All-Star game. College basketball winners over the weekend. You had North Carolina, who is surging right now, picking up their fifth straight win over the weekend versus Notre Dame on the road, 73-62. 11th ranked Duke down Boston College, 89-68. And Carolina are on a Well, Carolina and Duke, should I say, are on a collision course for Wednesday night's always anticipated matchup, Farm Chapel Hill. And get this, Melanie, Johnson C. Smith's men and women got a win over Fayetteville State, but that wasn't the crazy thing about it. They both won with identical scores of 60-57.
Wow, that's interesting.
That is very interesting. And the close thing about Melanie, hey, the big news of the day, the NFL may have their first openly gay player as Missouri defensive end Michael Sam, SEC co-defensive player of the year, Michael Sam from the Missouri Tigers, came out and announced that he is, in fact, gay. So that's got the sporting world abuzz right now, and we will see how that progresses as we go into the NFL draft, Melanie. And that has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryan. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryan Live, where we get all the way live.
In the Trenches with Wes Bryan every Monday right here on Praise.